Words of great encouragement from the Prince of Preachers. As I mentioned earlier, before becoming the pastor of Pioneer Church, I spent a few years touring churches as British pastor Charles Haddon Spurgeon, affectionately referred to as the Prince of Preachers. This message is taken directly from his meditations on the scriptures, all on the theme of encouragement. So from the writings of C.H. Spurgeon, words of great encouragement. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. I will strengthen thee. Believer, tell you can drain dry the ocean of omnipotence. Tell you can break into pieces the towering mountains of almighty strength. You never need to fear. While the earth's huge pillars stand, you have reason enough to abide firm in your faith. The same God who directs the earth in its orbit, who feeds the burning furnace of the sun, and trims the lamps of heaven, has promised to supply you with daily strength. While he is able to uphold the universe, dream not that he will prove unable to fulfill his own promises. Remember what he did in the days of old, in the former generations. Remember how he spoke, and it was done. How he commanded, and it stood fast. Shall he that created the world grow weary? He hangs the world upon nothing. Shall he who does this be unable to support his own children? Shall he be unfaithful to his word for lack of power? Who is it that restrains the tempest? Does not he ride upon the wings of the wind and makes the clouds his chariots? And holds the ocean in the hollow of his hand? How can he fail you, when he has put such a faithful promise as this on record? Will you for a moment indulge the thought that he has out-promised himself and gone beyond his power to fulfill? Ah, no, you can doubt no longer. Let us say to God, you, O you who are our God and our strength, we can believe that this promise shall be fulfilled, for the boundless reservoir of your grace can never be exhausted, and the overflowing storehouse of your strength can never be emptied by your friends or stolen by your enemies. Now let's look at Psalm 55, verse 22. Cast your burden upon the Lord, and he will sustain you. Care, even for legitimate reasons, if carried to excess, has in it the nature of sin. The command to avoid anxious care is earnestly taught by our Savior again and again. It is reiterated by the apostles, and it is one which cannot be neglected without involving transgression. For the very essence of anxious care is the imagining that we are wiser than God, and the thrusting of ourselves into his place to do for him that which he has undertaken to do for us. We attempt to think that that which is so important to us, he will somehow forget. We labor to take upon ourselves our weary burden, as if he were unable or unwilling to take it from us and carry it for us. Now this disobedience to his plain command This unbelief in his word, this presumption in intruding upon his providence, is all sinful. Yet more than this, anxious care often leads to acts of sin. He who cannot calmly leave his affairs in God's hand, but will carry his own burden, is very likely to be tempted to use wrong means to help himself. This sin leads to a forsaking of God as our counselor, and resorting instead to human wisdom. This is going to a broken vessel instead of to the fountain. Anxiety makes us doubt God's loving kindness, and thus our love to him grows cold. We feel mistrust, and thus grieve the Spirit of God, so that our prayers become hindered, our witness to the world marred, and our life one of self-seeking. Thus, lack of confidence in God leads us to wander far from him. But if through simple faith in his promise we cast each burden as it comes upon him, and are anxious for nothing, because he undertakes to care for us, it will keep us close to him and strengthen us against much temptation. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Now let's consider Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. That verse contains that most glorious phrase, looking to Jesus. Oh, it is ever the Holy Spirit's work to turn our eyes away from self to Jesus. But Satan's work is just the opposite of this, for he is constantly trying to make us look at ourselves instead of Christ. Satan says to us, "Your sins are too great to be forgiven. You have no true faith. You do not repent enough. You will never be able to continue to the end. You do not have the joy of God's children." But all these thoughts are about self, and we shall never find comfort or assurance by looking within. But the Holy Spirit turns our eyes entirely away from self. He tells us that Jesus is all in all. Remember, therefore, it is not your hold on Jesus that saves you. It is Jesus. It is not your joy in Jesus that saves you. It is Jesus. It is not even your faith in Jesus, though that be the instrument. But it is Jesus himself that saves you. Jesus' blood, Jesus' merits. Therefore, look not so much to your hand with which you are holding on to Jesus, as to Jesus himself. Look not to your hoping, but to Jesus, the source of your hope. Look not to your faith, but to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. We shall never find happiness by looking at our prayers or our good works or our feelings. It is what Jesus is, not what we are, that gives rest to the soul. If we would overcome Satan and have peace with God, it must be by looking to Jesus. Keep your eyes simply on him. Let his death, his sufferings, his merits, his glories, his intercession, let them be fresh upon your mind. And when you wake in the morning, look to him. And when you lie down at night, look to him. Oh, let not your hopes or fears come between you and Jesus. Follow hard after him, and he will never, never fail you. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. More from Charles Spurgeon next week.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his Spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior.